From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Western leaders have congratulated Vladimir Putin's chosen successor, Dmitry Medvedev, on his overwhelming victory in Sunday's presidential election. Those congratulations come despite criticism from election observers who say the vote was hardly fair or democratic, and many people in Russia are asking how a Medvedev government will respond to the country's challenges. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Moscow.
There's no question Dmitry Medvedev presents a softer, kinder public face than his stern, often angry mentor, Vladimir Putin. When Medvedev spoke to reporters late Sunday night, Russia's fashionably dressed, boy-faced new leader said Election Day was one of the most emotionally difficult times in his life. But the biggest question for many about Russia's new president is just how much independence he'll have. Medvedev has said he wants to appoint Putin his prime minister, a post many believe Putin will use to hold on to power from behind the scenes. Yesterday, Medvedev said his massive victory meant Russia, under his rule, would continue following Putin's policies. But Medvedev insisted he would set the country's foreign policy and that Putin would be moving out of the Kremlin. However, few believe that means Medvedev will be his own man. Former Member of Parliament Vladimir Ryzhkov says Medvedev and Putin will rule collectively over a Soviet-style government that's evolved under 8 years of Putin's presidency.
It's a kind of Brezhnev Politburo type of power. On the top of this Politburo will be two persons, Putin and Medvedev. They have very close common interests in politics and economy, and it can work.
Among the top challenges for the new administration will be how to deal with some of Russia's most pressing problems, including massive corruption in a ballooning state bureaucracy, the economy's dependence on oil and gas exports, and a huge gap between rich and poor. But Ryzhkov says, just as in Soviet days, as long as record-high energy prices keep flooding Russia with money, the government can ignore serious problems.
No one of these challenges is serious enough for real political crisis in Russia. So they will have some troubles, but all of these challenges are manageable.
In Moscow today, independent Russian elections monitors condemned the vote, saying numerous instances of ballot stuffing and other violations helped make the election a throwback to Soviet times. On Moscow's slushy streets today, there were familiar scenes. When several hundred demonstrators protested the election results, riot police beat them and hauled them away in vans. Across town earlier in the day, members of a pro-Kremlin youth group were bussed into the capital to demonstrate in front of the U.S. embassy. In a sign, the Kremlin's hardline policies toward the West are unlikely to ease anytime soon. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.